Our first reading comes from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 42 to 48. Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life like the life of one of them by this time tomorrow." Then Elijah was afraid. He got up and fled for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah. And he left his servant there. But Elijah travelled on his own, a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It is enough now, O Lord, that take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. Our gospel reading comes from John chapter 6. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he say now, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Lord, may your word live within us.
In many ways, we live as hungry people in a hungry world. Everyone is looking for something that will sustain and nourish them. Something that will feed and energize. Something that will fill and satisfy. Everyone, in so many ways, is looking for bread. The problem is, it's not that we are hungry, it's more about the kind of bread we eat. In our first reading, Elijah wanted to just give up. It had all been too much, and it seems he needed to be nudged by an angel twice and reminded twice to eat the bread that was there before him, especially if he was to sustain the journey he was called to take. It made me think, how often is it that the answer is right before us? It's right there in front of us. We know what we need to do, but it seems that we're just waiting for a nudge or a good kick up the backside. To know that now is the right time. Now is the right moment to act. How often is it? The opportunity is there, but we seem to be stuck and waiting. Well, now is the time. And bread comes in so many ways. It seems to be what we eat is the way we live. In Syria, as in so many other places of conflict in our world, both sides are eating the bread of hostility and violence and war. Liberal and Labour members of Parliament share the bread of negativity, hostility and name-calling. In the booing debacle of Adam Goods, the booers are eating the bread that turns people into an object and depersonalises another human being. Many of us eat the bread of having to always be right and get our way. Some of us eat the bread of hurt feelings and resentment. There are times when we eat the bread of loneliness and fear and isolation. And there are times when we eat the bread of sorrow or guilt. Other times we eat the bread of power and control. And sometimes we just love to eat the bread of revenge or one-upmanship. We eat all kinds of bread. And the bread we eat reveals something about the nature of our appetites, about the very nature of ourselves. But beyond the personal level, our world is full of bread. And yet at the same time, far too many live hungry, empty and searching lives, both physically and metaphorically. That too says something about our appetites and the bread we have eaten. It's a sure sign that so often the bread we eat cannot give real life. In many ways, it's perishable, just like the bread we have before us each day. It can only nourish a perishable life, and it leaves us wanting only more of the same. Not all bread sustains and grows life. Not all bread is nutritious. If you want to know the nutritional value of your bread, you have to look beyond the bread. Where did it come from? What are its ingredients? And that's what Jesus is teaching in today's gospel. The people have shown up again, hungry. Only yesterday there had been the feeding of the 5,000. And the abundance that's left over. But no, they turn up again, hungry, wanting more. Today they show up and their first question is, Rabbi, where did you come from? They don't marvel at yesterday's miracle and the change it made in their lives. They don't give thanks for God's generosity and the way in which they might share that generosity with others. No, they just ask, who is this rabbi? Where does he come from? It sounds to me like they might have been worried that they've missed the next meal, the next feeding, that Jesus started without them and they're too late. They saw no sign, no miracle in yesterday's feeding. They saw nothing more than fish and bread. They either refused or they were unable to see beyond the fish and bread. They're only interested in their own appetites. And Jesus knows it. Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. The people are concerned for their bellies, but Jesus is concerned for their lives. The people want to feed themselves with bread. Jesus wants to fill them with God. Do not work for the food that perishes, he tells them, but for the food that endures for eternal life. And the food that endures is Jesus himself. He is the bread that is broken and distributed for the life of the world. He is the bread that is broken and yet never divided. Here's the bread that is to be eaten and yet never exhausted. He is the bread that consecrates those who believe and eat him. When we believe in Jesus, we're eating, ingesting, taking him into our very lives so that we might live differently. In doing so, we see ourselves and each other as people created in the image and likeness of God. We see ourselves as creatures who are created to be beautiful, loving, forgiving beings, rather than obstacles or issues to be overcome. As we eat this bread that does not perish, this bread that enables us to live eternal life now, we trust the silence of prayer far more than we do the words of argument. We choose love and forgiveness rather than anger and retribution. We relate with intimacy and vulnerability rather than defensiveness. And we listen for God's voice rather than our own. Ultimately, we seek life rather than death. I am the bread of life, Jesus tells the people. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. He's offering the people his very self. He is this bread that nourishes and sustains beyond the here and now. And Jesus makes us the same offer. He offers himself to us in every one of our relationships, be it family, friends, strangers, even enemies and those who disagree with us. In each and every situation, each and every moment of our lives, we get to choose the bread we will eat. But will it be perishable or imperishable? And as we choose that bread that we're going to eat, we also choose the life we want. God gives us bread from heaven, bread that expresses the wholeness of life, the interconnectedness with the whole of nature and the human world, with all creatures bound together in one intimate web of life. God gives us that bread, knowing that that's what we are hungry for. Our conflicts, our restlessness, our deep longings, our desires to love and be loved. All of those are hunger pains by which God draws us to the one who said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. This is holy bread for holy hunger, the gift of God for the people of God. Amen.